Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and happy Friday. Welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to catch you up before the weekend on all the news you should know about. Earth Day is next week, and this weekend you can plant seeds with a Lenape elder and learn about our region's indigenous history. And a Catholic school in Lycoming County may be the first in the region to start a four-day school week. It's Friday, April 17th. Let's get you up to date. We'll start off with some plans for Earth Day. A new interpretive sign outside the Greenhouse Project at Naog Park honors the Lenape people and the region's indigenous past. The plaque will be dedicated on Sunday in honor of Earth Day. A Lenape cultural program and planting of indigenous seeds will also be held at the park in Scranton. WVIA's Kat Bolas has more.
The sign tells some of the Lenape people's story. When they were driven westward from northeast Pennsylvania, Lenape women sewed seeds into their clothes to smuggle them out of the region.
So I think that just tells you how important the seeds were and the connection to the land. And again, that was severed with forced removal.
That's Julie Schumacher-Cohen from the University of Scranton. The university, along with the Greenhouse Project, are sponsors of the sign and Sunday's event. Lenape elder Curtis Zuniga helped author the information on the sign. Zuniga is an enrolled member of the Delaware Tribe of Indians. Jane Rissey from the Greenhouse says Zuniga's presentation will focus on protecting the earth and its food system. After Sunday's ceremony, people will take home native pollinator plants and sister seeds, which are corn, bean, and squash.
Which are often planted together because they complement each other.
Rissey thinks people often forget that the earth also cares for its inhabitants.
The earth gives us oxygen and food and clothing. You know, we owe a lot of debt back to nature and Mother Earth, so I do think it's a really good time to think about planting and our origins, history, and where we're headed.
She says Earth Day is a good reminder. In Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Earth Day is Wednesday, April 22nd. Visit WVIA.org for a full list of events around the region. Now let's go to Lycoming County. Starting this fall, students at a Catholic secondary school in Williamsport won't be in class on Fridays. Instead, students at St. John Newman Junior Senior High School will have time for tutoring, career exploration, and time with family. Students will be in school longer on Mondays through Thursdays. Leaders of the school made the announcement on Thursday morning. Here's Kristen Donahue, Superintendent of Schools for the Diocese of Scranton.
The enrichment offerings that we'll be adding to our Fridays will allow students to see education beyond the curriculum, and that to me is just an exciting opportunity for our students.
The school's future four-day schedule is growing in popularity nationwide and is believed to be the first in northeast or north central Pennsylvania. For the full story, visit WVIA.org. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
WVIA News is working hard to be your source for local, state, and national stories that shape your world. We're your connection to stories that truly matter, and we report to you. Find us at WVIA.org.
Welcome back. Here's a bit of healthcare news now. Geisinger and Risant Health are asking the Pennsylvania Insurance Department to lower the amount of money they have to keep in reserves. That could give the health system access to another $100 million. As Sydney Roach reports for WVIA, the state's largest healthcare workers union wants to know what Geisinger will do with that money.
Matthew Yarnell is the president of SEIU Healthcare. Besides transparency, Yarnell says the union also wants Geisinger to use the money gained from their insurance modification request to freeze rising health insurance premiums.
We don't want them to be just getting modifications without accountability on, holding the line and making sure that people can afford and access health care in central Pennsylvania and northeastern Pennsylvania.
In its request to the state, Geisinger says it needs to lower the money it puts into risk-based capital because of new rural healthcare challenges from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Geisinger also says Pennsylvania law would prohibit using this money to lower premiums. Bernie Gallagher is the executive director of the Keystone Research Center, an economic think tank based in Harrisburg.
The question goes as to whether that $100 million goes to reducing costs borne by everyday people, or does it actually enhance the organization's abilities to generate profit?
Gallagher and Yarnell are calling on Geisinger and Risent to hold a public hearing. The Pennsylvania Insurance Department is still reviewing the health system's request. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks to Sydney Roach for that story. One last thing for you today. It's time for Community Connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Angelia Petrillo of the Hazleton-based nonprofit Pathway to Recovery is on a quest to help people quit smoking. She hears all about the pitfalls and deterrents holding people back from quitting, but there are ways to be more proactive and successful in giving up tobacco. Angelia Petrillo takes the story from here.
Pathway to Recovery, we do a wide range of mental health services as well as outpatient services. We also have a prevention department, which is what I'm here to talk about today. And Pathway to Recovery's prevention department provides comprehensive, evidence-based tobacco cessation services through our partnership with the American Lung Association. We use their Freedom from Smoking program, and we delivered structured support, counseling, education, and access to cessation tools, all for zero cost.
Now, you were telling me that you can do it in very unique ways so that people won't miss a session.
Yeah. So initially, we'll have them come in for an information session, and then sometimes we'll operate in a group format. If that doesn't work for someone, we can meet them one-on-one, wherever they'd like, at home, in public. If you want to meet over the phone once a week, we can call you on the phone if Zoom works best for you.
Sometimes you're seeing a lot of younger people coming in and saying that vaping is okay instead of smoking. We're finding out that that's not the case.
Yeah, correct. We do partner with some of the high schools in the area where if kids are caught vaping, we'll help to re-educate them. The main program is our cessation program. It's an 8-week structured program. We have it facilitated by someone from our office who is certified. I am one of them. We identify your nicotine addiction, the triggers, not only how to get off nicotine, but what is the reason for your addiction? A lot of the times it is stress. Before we even ask them to quit, we ask them to go through your day. Let's identify what is making you want to smoke. When do you smoke? At what times of day? We work on coping strategies. We use a peer support model to increase accountability as well. And then through that, we offer nicotine replacement therapy. So lozenges, gum, the patches, sometimes teas. There's a menthol candy that tastes like menthol and curbs cravings for people. A lot of regular ways to support and then a lot of out-of-the-box ways as well.
What are some of the out-of-the-box methods you use to try to get people to stop smoking?
Paying attention to your schedule. Having an accountability buddy. Breathing exercises. Taking up yoga. Taking up exercising, meditating, it's allowing you to be mindful and step back inside of your body and be aware of what you're doing. Once you're able to have that awareness and have insight, then it's a little easier for you to tackle that.
Everybody reacts differently to stress, whether it's stress at work, stress at home, stress in the current climate that we're in. Everybody's a little bit antsy. And so that's the perfect excuse. And so how do you talk them out of not doing it?
Even though the goal is complete cessation, in reality, if you're on that journey and you're going from a pack and a half a day to 3 cigarettes a day, that's progress.
Now, this is an 8-week course and a person maybe goes through it successfully and they've stopped smoking. What is the reward for them?
Really, the reward is how much more you're able to enjoy and take in life. The overall energy coming from this person is going to be a lot better because they're experiencing the world at a higher level. I love helping people quit smoking cigarettes. I feel like I'm helping with justice, like I'm part of a fight that I'm proud to be a part of.
Special thanks to Angelia Petrillo of Pathway to Recovery, a Hazleton nonprofit dedicated to helping people quit tobacco through cessation programs and specific therapies. You can hear more of the story on our podcast, wvia.org/community. For WVIA's Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
So, how are we feeling? All caught up and ready for the weekend? Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. We're back on Monday, so make sure you subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'll catch you next week, right here on Up to Date.